What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know, sometimes the diplomacy on the global scale is a little less gangster and much more like middle school shoving shoulder. Let's go right now. Like, nobody really punching because you're both low-key scared, but you don't want the other person to know that you're scared. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you just be throwing words. Really, it's more of a fishing expedition. I'm trying to figure out, and all information is good information. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what makes you scared. So your reaction to whatever words I'm saying, whatever threats is happening, whatever moves I'm making shows me more than what you could ever say to me. And even if you've, like, you know, done this before, you know, you tried a few, you know, you done tested this kid a couple times, you know, y'all been eyeing each other a couple times, you know, where that person may have felt last year may not be the way they feel this year. You know, maybe homie done hit the gym, he feeling a little more froggy, you know, or maybe something else happened. Maybe his, what was making him brave last year was, you know, his cousin was still went to the school. So he knew if something went down, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could just hold out till his cousin jump in. I don't know. The point is, you got to keep poking to figure out. But the thing is, you might be poking, but the truth is, you know, you're just as scared as he is. You might be kind of hoping, you know, all this kind of like gets squashed too. You know, in a way that make you not look like a punk, you know, but like, at least you ain't got to really square up with old boy, because that might cost us a lot, you know. But I also can't be the one to back down, you know. So you commence to continue to shove shoulders and go in a circle. Oh, Lord, I can't believe I got to talk about this balloon. Hood politics, y'all. All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome to an absurd episode of Hood Politics. I know we're probably, how many episodes ahead am I? I'm four episodes ahead, so y'all probably not talking about this dang no more because this didn't been shot down, you know, over Myrtle Beach, which is the most hilarious. Well, not the most, it's one of the hilarious parts of this because it's so Myrtle Beach. We gonna shoot this over here, you know. But there's actually, outside of the fact that this might be the worst kept secret ever, that like countries spy on each other. Like, you think we, come on, y'all, countries spy on themselves. You know, in 2019, there was three balloons spotted over United States sovereign air. The only thing is, United States put it up there, you know, because we were trying to figure out some drug routes. Not only that, satellites. I mean, they all the way in space. Can't nobody see them. Of course they spy on us. And also, Don't your face open your phone? Don't you geotag all your pictures? I mean, yo, we already surveilled. I mean, look, facial recognition technology at Madison Square Garden. I don't know if y'all saw this story. Charles Oakley can't come to Madison Square Garden because as soon as he walk in, they recognize his face by facial recognition and kick this fool out. A lady that just works for the law firm that happened to be representing somebody that's suing the owner of Madison Square Garden. She just worked there. That's not even her case. The facial recognition technology recognized her and was like, ma'am, you got to go. You ain't allowed in our building because you work for a firm that we got beef with. Fam, what makes you think we not being surveilled? Hell, all of your doors got rings. Got the ring bell? Did y'all listen to in our network Jake Hanrahan's or series about Amazon? Did they just give that footage to the police? Come on, y'all. You know we already being watched. So the question is, why is this one such a big deal? Why is this one in the news? Well, there's a lot of reasons. And why China so bold as to put something so obviously in the air? Why was they so cool with telling us like, oh yeah, that's ours? And then why was the lie so silly? You and why was we in such a tussle, such a tuzzy? You know what I'm saying? You scared, go to church. Now, also, let me back up and tell y'all a little bit of this black people slang here. You scared? Call the police. Now, the first time I heard that, I was playing dominoes with my father. Now, my daddy, smooth talker, very intelligent man, old school from Dallas, Texas. I brought up his backstory often, you know, very affectionate, very ladies man, very smooth, very street, you know, very intelligent, war vet, Black Panther. It is what it is. Either way, something about being them Dallas boys, I don't know, something in the water. They can play dominoes. Like, that's what they do. Them Dallas boys, them Houston, Texas boys, they play them some dominoes. My sound guy, you know, my road manager, sound guy, my man Matt Shaw, let me tell you something. I don't lose. I very rarely lose in dominoes. Matt, God, dog, that boy be putting a hurting on me. And it frustrates me so much. But I realize it's Dallas because Matt from Dallas. And that's just what they do. Anyway, the first time I heard you scared, call the police, you scared, go to church was while I'm playing dominoes. I was apparently taking too long to think of my next move. Now, listen, I'm like a ninth grader, you know, playing bones at my dad's house during his week while I was with him. And I'm playing dominoes. And the type of trash talk that come out this man's mouth, you would think we was on the playground, like playing basketball. And you was just like, he talks so much trash. So when you take too long, he's like, you scared, go to church. Like, you scared to play your hand because you know I'm finna get 25 of them things on you. The man reading the play so well. It's just two of us playing. We're at the Boneyard over there in the corner. And he looking at me while I'm waiting to play. He looking at the board. He was like, play the blank six. You scared? Scared? Go to church. Play the blank six. And I'm like, how the hell you know I got a blank six? Because it's 10 other dominoes in the Boneyard. Now, if you know the game of dominoes, if you know it well enough, you know exactly how he knows. Now, I know now how he knows. And it's based on the plays the other person has done as the play has been going. Because had you had these other dominoes in your hands, you would have played them because you would have easily scored, you know, four hands ago. Which says to me that you didn't have this domino that you should have needed. Now, as I look at this board and I'm going, okay, it's a blank over there. There's four sixes on the board already. He like, I got two of them. You not playing on the three or the five, because if you had the domino you need, you would have easily got 15 points. Obviously, all you have is a blank six. It's just you have to know the game to know this stuff, because there's, I don't need to explain all that. Either way, he was right. I was scared. Because I know if I play this blank six, even though it's the only play I may have, I can't pull from the boneyard because I can actually play. Hey, scared, go to church. I'm just like, oh, God. He had already got the bone in his hand, already raised up, about to slam this thing. I'm like, damn. Play the blank six. I'm not knocking. Y'all know y'all heard that. That'd be cheating. You're not allowed to knock if you could play. Play the blank six. Bow, 25. I'll be like, you scared? Call the police. He knew I was scared is the point I'm making. He know you scared. And he know you scared based on not what you telling me, but what you not telling me, on how you're reacting to various other plays that are happening on the table. One day I had a chance to witness him and my uncle, you know, God rest his soul. I got to witness them two play. And it was really like kind of crazy, because it was really like my first time actually meeting my uncle. And I had never seen him interact with his brother's mom. His other brother, you know, he passed away on some gang violence stuff before I was around. But his younger brother, I had never seen him interact. I had never seen him to interact because I just didn't grow up with him. Anyway, watching them two play and they're mumbling just like 60, 70 slang to each other. And it's, but they real calm. They not yelling. It's just, I was like, I ain't never seen nothing like this while they was playing dominoes. Hey, gone, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, scared. Put that on the plate and split it, Jack. You know, just talking back and forth to each other. And I'm just like, yo, they're talking trash to each other. This is the most amazing thing. And them predicting, I tried to play threes with them once. And when I tell you, they ran me off that table. Uncle's like, nephew, your daddy ain't teach you how to play bone. Like, he talking trash. I'm like, yo, I'm out the first house with y'all. Like, I'm not, y'all ain't skunked me out. Like, we all three of us in the second house. Like, how you finna do me like this? No. He say, PJ, that's what he called my dad. PJ, you ain't teach your son how to play bones. And my dad just not even looking up. He was like, hey, listen, can't squeeze water out of a turnip. 15. And I'm like, God dog, why y'all both talking trash? Anyway, that was an incredibly long explanation of the phrase. Let's get to the actual topic. Let's take a break.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount+, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Now, to understand all of this, you got to go back to the original, you know, kind of explanation I was talking about, was like the shoulder shoving. You know, when the two kids is like in the middle of the circle, shoving each other by the shoulders. You got to go back to that to actually understand what I'm talking about here. So if the two kids in the middle in this scenario are America and China, which means that obviously there was a buildup to this. That first time you walking into that circle, that's not the first time y'all done caught eyes with each other or crossed each other in the hallway. One of y'all may have mistaken a sideways look or like a teeth sucking as like a disrespect to you. You know what I'm saying? And then when that fool like kind of frown at you, you like, oh, what this nigga frowning at? You know what I'm saying? And now you like, man, I don't know, this fool over here mad dogging me for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And he mad dogging you because he thought that you was like mad dogging him. Yeah, mad dogging is so 90s. That's so funny. Y'all say mad dogging? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so you got this buildup, and both of y'all know it could get really bad out here. And both of y'all got reputations to uphold. But don't nobody really feel like throwing or catching fades, especially when, like, I mean, I feel like I know this too. I feel like I probably could take this fool, but I don't know. Like, I'm not finna be arrogant about it. That's kind of China and American diplomacy right now. So look, according to the Washington Post, the Defense Department has notified Congress of several previous incursions of, I'm reading right from the article, of U.S. airspace by Chinese surveillance balloons, with earlier sightings near Texas, Florida, Hawaii, and Guam. U.S. officials said this on Sunday. Now, remember, I'm reading this February 7th. And while they all lambasting Biden about this mug, the defense officials said that several of those incidents occurred during the Trump administration, Walt said. And officials had also said that during the news briefing on Saturday. Now, the Defense Department was not specific about where and which in which state it previously incurred. And he also added that officials did not say whether the balloons made it into U.S. airspace, which extends 12 nautical miles from the shore of the U.S. territory. And then Fox News reported the locations. Now, the account verified by two U.S. officials speaking on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issues adds to an issue that became vexing to the U.S. government. Right. One of the other officials, a congressional aide, said that this disclosure came during a phone briefing with congressional leaders and national committees. The administration official briefing them said that other incidents had mostly been off the coast of the United States. It goes on to say that most of the Trump officials was like, I don't recall these messages, which is what I would say, too. But especially seeing how everybody acting like, I don't remember this. But, you know, Trump's MO is like, I don't want nobody to worry. I want everybody to think I got it under control. That's why he didn't do nothing about COVID. Remember? Because it was like, nah, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. He don't want people to freak out. So it lines up to me that he definitely ain't tell nobody this went down. Anyway, so Anthony Blinken, you know, our highest ranking diplomat, was on his way over there to China. But this didn't start, fam, when Biden got elected. Like, this is a long standing sort of like slow cooking kind of beef. And Xi Jinping and them, they've been kind of real quiet because they was doing this zero tolerance sort of situation with COVID. So it was a little weird over there, you know, so Xi Jinping wasn't showing up to a lot of stuff. So since he wasn't at the function, you know what I'm saying, while the rest of us was trying to figure out what we trying to do, it's like that black box, that kind of confusion about the fact that you kind of ain't been really been around, you know what I'm saying, make us really not really know really what's good. All we hearing is stories about how, you know, you getting a little more reckless with your own people. So we don't really know like where his head at, where his head is at right now. Now, you know, China been on a mission to try to become that next global superpower for a while. You know, they've been positioning themselves in global markets and global economies, kind of like setting up their big homies. And you know what's already weird? They're tied with Russia. So we already kind of like, I don't know, we don't really mess with Russia like that, but y'all messing with them like that. But China's so about themselves, which is something that we should understand, but we kind of don't. So it's like, I don't really know if China really mess with Russia like that for real, or you just trying to like get yourself in position. And it's not like they telling us. All we know is sort of the financial moves they making and the reality of how much of our economy, this where like, you know, some of the traditional conservatism kind of make a little more sense, because a lot of our economic stability is tied to whether China got their stuff together, whether me and them stay cool. Now, that's not a new scenario, because remember, we've been running off, you know, dead dinosaurs for so long, and it's a gang of dead dinosaurs under the Middle East, under these Arab nations that we've been destabilizing forever. You know what I'm saying? So we've been relying on the resources of people we supposed to be at war with, or enemies with, or in competition with this whole time. You set yourself up in a situation where it's like, look, these fools can decide at any point they not cool with us no more. And the somewhat kind of sane version of the conservative movement or Republican politics that is clearly not the Republican politics we're talking right now, especially about this debt ceiling stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is a whole other story. But the traditional thing is like, yo, whatever we can do at home, we need to do at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, look, if you could, we out here DoorDashing everything, you feel me? And then mad at the money and all the surcharges when it's like, fam, you could just cook at home. You may not be the best sushi roller, you feel me? But you could just get some salmon and like try your best, or just not eat the sushi, just do something else, right? Or you, even if, let's go on with the DoorDash situation, you could just go pick it up. You could just go drive yourself rather than being so mad at the surcharges, right? So in that sense, that kind of makes sense. Nonetheless, a global economy, which is just where the world is now, like, you know, we're just not in a season or era where having a full isolationist attitude about stuff is just not really possible. It's just, that's just not global economy. That it's one planet. It is what it is. You know, we're only, all the humans only live on the part of the planet that is dry land, which is barely 30%. You know what I'm saying? So we all stuck on these little rocks, you know, in the middle of this vast blue water planet, which is really the planet's a water planet. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we doing percentages, we all stuck on these little teeny islands on this island planet, or on this water planet. We should learn how to work together. These borders are made up. So a global economy is more recognizing the reality of the planet we actually live on. China ain't no different than us. They just on the other side of the rock. You know what I'm saying? That being said, China like they side of the rock. You know, they kind of been looking at America. Yeah, y'all been up too long. Y'all been running these little rocks way too long. It's time somebody else to have a turn. Now, we can't just go over there. And that's why I said, that's why we back to the shoving match. Now, I can't just go over there and start shooting at y'all. I can't just go over there and start taking stuff. But I can set it up to where you actually need me while you think you big and bad. So, like, that's kind of the situation. But the only way for me to know for real, is I need some intel. Now, they not special with that. America getting intel all over the place. Y'all don't remember that fake Twitter we done set up in the Caribbean, in Cuba? We done made a fake Twitter. That's really just we spying, like, this is spy games. Nobody innocent, right? Nobody innocent.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Now, next question is, why a balloon when satellites exist? Well, satellites are rather expensive. I don't know if you know that. They all the way in space and they can't stay still. I mean, think of it like this. You know, your iPhone shoots 4K and 1080p. I mean, you could buy the big DSLR Sony Red camera for, you know, $20,000. I mean, you could. And I guess we could tell the difference. I guess it's better. Or your phone already shoot 4K. So you already carrying that. So that's a little cheaper. Why go with this low tech when you got the high tech? Well, maybe you ain't got the high tech. Maybe the high tech is a little too expensive. Why would I do that when I could just float a balloon? I mean, the USA floated a balloon, like I said. So that's why a balloon. Secondly, has this happened before? Yeah, it happened 3 times during Trump's presidency. But again, all information is good information. What China learned was that, well, when we did it while Trump was, you think about it, like you take notes, huh, interesting. We did it while they had that other president and it wasn't even a blip on the news. Now that this dude in, now it's all over. Now it's all over everything. They talking about this for the next week and a half. China goes, huh, interesting. I think I found, maybe you don't know what to do with that information, but that's valuable information. Who cares what's on the actual software that they found out? That's icing on the cake. You can't think about this for a second. You can't possibly not know that if you float something over somewhere else, they probably gonna get it. You think you done already shot back the information from that? You think we don't know that? That would be such a waste of money. Now, that being said, Just like America ain't all on the same page. What makes you think China all on the same page? Everybody in China's government may not all agree on what they do. We can't put, because we don't all agree. Hell, have you been here? We say China, capital C, like they want, they not want people, just like we not want people. Not only do we not agree with everything our government don't agree with everything our government do. You know what I'm saying? Our government don't even know everything our government do. It's the same in China. Everybody ain't with it. Everybody don't like everybody's moves. Just because it made it out don't mean that they all down. Somebody might have been like, this is the dumbest idea I ever heard. Other people might be like, shut up. This is what we doing. Anyway, of course they knew. Like, come on, y'all. Of course they knew it was going to get captured in some way. But maybe, I'm just saying, using my antennas, maybe that wasn't necessarily the point. And you got to play this song and dance and be like, oh, my bad. China's like, yo, chill. I mean, it's ours. I mean, I can't deny that it's ours. But like, dog, we was just kind of like, I mean, I do not know this man. Like, that's just a civilian. It's just a weather joint. You know, wink, wink. We all playing the same game, right? I mean, for real, y'all think the second largest economy in the world ain't already spying on us? They really got to float these little balloons? No, don't have to. It's cheaper and it kind of trolls a little bit. So next, it's like, so China learns. Really, a way to exploit the fractions in our own system. Because again, didn't nobody say nothing 2 years ago. Now everybody dragging you, Mr. President, for your inaction. And he like, fam, I'm just being transparent. I'm trying to follow protocol. I told them to shoot it down on Wednesday. They waited until Saturday because they was trying to make sure that the debris don't fall on nothing but some water, which may or may not be true. But if you China, you paid attention to that too. I see how y'all handled that. Oh, I see it. So y'all in a situation where your president, I mean, it's lose-lose. He can't win no matter what he do. And y'all willing to expose this fool no matter what he do. You know, I mean, your last dude, he was talking shit all the time. You feel me? He was blaming stuff all the time. But I mean, I see y'all handled this different. That's good to know. Sometimes to see how the thing plays out is more valuable than the answer to whatever question you had actually is, because how it plays out actually answers the question. It makes me know really where y'all's weaknesses are and y'all's strengths are. It makes me know where your line is, what you consider out of pocket or not. Not what you saying you consider out of pocket, but how you acting. That's showing me what's out of pocket. It's finding somebody's triggers. It's finding somebody's trauma points, where their PTSD is. Now, this sounds terrible, but remember, this some hood stuff. I need to know. This is some fuck your dead homies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't worried about you or your mama. Where your grandma stay? They ain't no kin of mine. I'm trying to figure out what's going to get up under your skin. I'm trying to figure out what's going to get you so out of your game. You know, you have, look, sometimes when you playing sports, this is universal. When you playing sports, man, when you could get that fool to start crying because they frustrated, you're going to win anything out of control. You're going to win every time. You know, when we roasted, like the art of roasting fools, you know what I'm saying, which comes innate to Black people. You know, if you get somebody holding back their tears, oh, dog. I mean, it's gas pedal time. Because none of the jokes you're going to get off are funny. And the more angry you get, the more angry that person get, the more frustrated that get, the bigger hole, because you know what I'm saying? They done got up under your skin. Now, granted, there's an other side of that, right? Because you might end up being North Korea who start crying. You know what I'm saying? You mess around, shoot down Sony like they did last time over that movie. You just never know somebody volatile like that. You feel me? You can't poke at them too much. You know what I'm saying? But at least China got some sense. You know what I mean? Y'all won't poke at North Korea too much. You know what I'm saying? Like now have you noticed? Maybe you've noticed we don't talk about them much. China took note of that. We used to talk about them all the time. We won't talk about them no more. Has Kim Jong-un got quieter? No, we're just not talking about it. China taking notes. Now on us, we looking at this. We like, okay, we're also taking notes. Why you feel this bold? Okay, what you got going on over there? And actually, in a lot of ways, this is somewhat of a diplomatic L for y'all, because your, you know, zero COVID thing went to crap. Like, that ain't work. You feel me? And you got to go save some face. You know, you kind of been, like I said, you ain't been at the function for a while. So people thinking, you know what I'm saying, you might be a little bit kind of a weirdo here. And we was on our way. Like, we was finna pull up to see, like, how we can, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of make this work for maybe everybody's benefit. You know what I'm saying? So I think in some ways, and from our perspective, Xi Jinping and them, like, China actually stood to gain a lot more than we did by us going over there. We look like good folks, like we trying, but in a lot of ways that, like, it was kind of legitimizing, like, okay, China, y'all back in the city, you back in the streets, you back in the hood. So when you show, okay, y'all back in the hood, okay, we good then. So us pulling up and being like, hey, China back, like, that's, like, it's good, right? But then you gonna do this, almost like you trying to make us look like a herb. And then kind of pulling back and being like, yo, chill. Why y'all like, damn, fam, you scared? Go to church. Bruh, you scared? Call the police. Oh, what you so scared of? Y'all gotta chill. Fam, tranquilo. Calmate, wey. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's China. Like, yo, calmate, wey. Like, yo, kick it. Y'all ain't gotta send the damn Air Force. I done told you what it was. You got balloons all over the place. You still ain't shut down TikTok. So I don't even know. And that's another thing, China already trolling us, because the TikTok algorithm ain't that they created. It ain't in their space. They know what it do to their brains. I let that happen to y'all. I mean, I'm gonna get you hooked on this high fructose corn syrup. You feel me? And like, y'all figure it out. Well, I don't serve that to my own kids now. Y'all, like, look, I sell you that. Don't get high on your own supply now. You feel me? That's China. That's China tell you. I don't get high on my own supply. Y'all can have it though. Y'all gotta chill though, fam. Like, what is this? Why y'all going bonkers? Oh, it's like, damn, why are you so obsessed with me? You feel me? Like, that's so China kind of troll it, you know, in that sense. So then we go, huh, that's interesting. You feel the need to troll us. I mean, you scared? So right now, as of the day that I'm recording, it's February 7th. I don't know how long that little circle gonna last, you know, in between fourth period with where y'all done thrown down your backpacks and you just shoving shoulders at each other, going in circles. Come on, let's go right now. We could get down. It's nothing, homie. Man, you need to chill, bro. I wasn't even looking at you. I didn't even say nothing to you, dog. Nah, man. Like my homie Brian said this today. He was like, he heard some fools be like, you subliminally dissed me. It's like, yo, what the hell is a subliminal diss? Like, so you just like, man, you talk shit about my girl. You talking shit right now, bro? Like, what? Why you talking shit? Why you talking shit? Fools just like bumping shoulders right now. You scared? Call the police. Nigga, you scared? Go to church, man. We so scared of. Man, kick it. You big bad America. You big bad China. What you scared of? What you want to know? What you want to do? What you want to do? That's basically what's happening right now. But the crazy part, again, is I can't stress this enough. This ain't new. They done this multiple times. What we need to ask ourselves is, why was y'all not telling us before? And why is it such a big deal now? And as this whole premise of this thing, that should tell us something. All information is good information. And again, like my man Justin, the company man, says, I don't have the answer to any of this. I just think it's interesting. A little politics, y'all.
Yo, yo, this thing right here was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This thing was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by the one and only Matt Osowski. Y'all, check out this fool's music. I mean, it's incredible. Executive produced by Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media. Man, and thank you for everybody who continue to tap in with us. Make sure you leaving reviews and 5-star ratings and sharing it with the homies so we could get this thing pushed up in the algorithm. And listen, I just want to remind you, these people is not smarter than you. If you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see you next week.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.